Compréhension orale, lycée Jean Moulin, Torcy, session 2015. Épreuve d'anglais. Vous allez écouter trois enregistrements. Entre chaque enregistrement, vous aurez une minute pour compléter vos notes. Première écoute.
Now, when it's your word against the major British police force, you might need a mighty strong witness as backup. That's something student Ashok Kumar knows all too well when an officer rounded on him at a rally. Tessa Ursula has the story.
I was being charged with assaulting a police officer, obstruction and resisting arrest. I could have done 6 months in prison, and that would have completely, irrevocably changed my life. And devastated it, actually.
Academic Ashok Kumar had intended to attend a talk by the education minister in June 2011 and found himself in a crowd of protesting students just outside this university. He was later arrested, and the police officer said that Ashok had pushed him twice before running away.
But this video appeared on YouTube, where Ashok is later seen, and it offers a different version of events. Thanks to this video, the charges were dropped. Scotland Yard agreed to pay Ashok £20,000 in damages after he launched legal action for wrongful arrest.
As a result of video evidence produced as part of a civil claim against the Metropolitan Police Service, three officers are the subject of the IPCC supervised investigation.
But such outcomes may not always be so easy to come by. For someone who's been on the receiving end of this misconduct, Ashok says there's something he'll now keep in mind.
We need to videotape the police whenever we can, because if it's their word against ours, the only way we're going to win is if we actually prove to them, prove to a court without a shadow of a doubt, that they were lying.
Tessa Ursula, RT, London.
Fin de la première écoute. Deuxième écoute.
Now, when it's your word against the major British police force, you might need a mighty strong witness as backup. That's something student Ashok Kumar knows all too well when an officer rounded on him at a rally. Tessa Ursula has the story.
I was being charged with assaulting a police officer, obstruction and resisting arrest. I could have done 6 months in prison, and that would have completely, irrevocably changed my life. And devastated it, actually.
Academic Ashok Kumar had intended to attend a talk by the education minister in June 2011 and found himself in a crowd of protesting students just outside this university. He was later arrested, and the police officer said that Ashok had pushed him twice before running away.
But this video appeared on YouTube, where Ashok is later seen, and it offers a different version of events. Thanks to this video, the charges were dropped. Scotland Yard agreed to pay Ashok £20,000 in damages after he launched legal action for wrongful arrest.
As a result of video evidence produced as part of a civil claim against the Metropolitan Police Service, three officers are the subject of the IPCC supervised investigation.
But such outcomes may not always be so easy to come by. For someone who's been on the receiving end of this misconduct, Ashok says there's something he'll now keep in mind.
We need to videotape the police whenever we can, because if it's their word against ours, the only way we're going to win is if we actually prove to them, prove to a court without a shadow of a doubt, that they were lying.
Tessa Ursula, RT, London.
Fin de la deuxième écoute. troisième écoute.
Now, when it's your word against the major British police force, you might need a mighty strong witness as backup. That's something student Ashok Kumar knows all too well when an officer rounded on him at a rally. Tessa Ursula has the story.
I was being charged with assaulting a police officer, obstruction and resisting arrest. I could have done 6 months in prison, and that would have completely, irrevocably changed my life. And devastated it, actually.
Academic Ashok Kumar had intended to attend a talk by the education minister in June 2011 and found himself in a crowd of protesting students just outside this university. He was later arrested, and the police officer said that Ashok had pushed him twice before running away.
But this video appeared on YouTube, where Ashok is later seen, and it offers a different version of events. Thanks to this video, the charges were dropped. Scotland Yard agreed to pay Ashok £20,000 in damages after he launched legal action for wrongful arrest.
As a result of video evidence produced as part of a civil claim against the Metropolitan Police Service, three officers are the subject of the IPCC supervised investigation.
But such outcomes may not always be so easy to come by. For someone who's been on the receiving end of this misconduct, Ashok says there's something he'll now keep in mind.
We need to videotape the police whenever we can, because if it's their word against ours, the only way we're going to win is if we actually prove to them, or prove to a court without a shadow of a doubt, that they were lying.
Tessa Ursula, RT, London.
Fin de la troisième écoute. Vous avez maintenant 10 minutes pour rendre compte en français de l'enregistrement. Fin des 10 minutes. Posez la plume.